Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Let the truth say
amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
The other copy goes to Kibby,
honey.
One copy Jerry has.
So you can keep it.
All right.
Yeah, you can keep it.
Hallelujah.
Because he's going to have a repeat thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we have someone. First of all, is Naya in the house?
Naya is in the house.
Naya, before we go, see, you have preempted something. Come here.
Amen.
Come here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come here, Naya. Thank you. None of the books I bless you in Jesus' name. I pray for you in Jesus' name. The angels of the Lord encamp around you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I anoint you in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Give me some oil real quick, somebody. Somebody got some oil. You are an evangelist in the kingdom of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're going to be talking to others.
Thank you, Jesus.
The song on the way, you said, me, yes, you.
Thank you.
You are not an afterthought of God.
Thank you.
You are not an also-ran. But God chose you and put you here for a purpose that you can do that nobody else can do.
Thank you.
Be blessed to the Lord in Jesus' name.
Amen.
See, the devil is a liar. The devil wants to destroy our young people, but he's a liar. Before Naya goes, Tiffany, get Danielle's telephone number.
Danielle?
Yes, Al Danielle. And let her talk to Naya.
Okay.
Amen.
Let us talk to Naya.
Thank you.
Because you don't know. She's an evangelist for the Lord today. If you hadn't looked back 20 and 30 years ago, you might have thought she was an evangelist for somebody else. But God!
But God!
But God! Bless God! God's got his hands on you, young lady. And no devil in hell is going to mess that up.
Thank you,
the blood of Lord Jesus Christ cover you. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Now, back to where we were going. See how God does stuff? Oh, my mother sucker.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you. Sister Tiffany, okay. Is my round here too? God bless you, baby girl. I want you to know that a little child shall eat.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go with you. There is a woman that decided quite a while ago to follow Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And she dedicated her life.
Yeah.
Now, the Bible says, don't lay hands steadily on no one.
Yeah.
So, we watch for their faithfulness and their dutifulness. And God said so. Paul didn't say so. God said that we got to elevate this here woman. She was ordained an elder, I guess a few years ago, but today God wants to elevate her to be a youth pastor.
Amen.
And from this day on, after what we get ready to do, she will not be referred to as Brother Kibi, or Sister Kibi, but Pastor Kibi. Whatever church Kibi they most shout out for. Hallelujah. I need a chair placed right in front.
So that
now Albert Kibi can sit. Hallelujah. I have here Minister Jerry Cleveland, along with Pastor Peaches, to officiate in this circumstance, this Hallelujah. Go ahead. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, we're gathered here to witness the ordination service of the following candidate for official office in the Potter's House Church and Renewing Your Mind Ministry International Organization. And then Sister, the senior pastor will repeat after me. I hereby admit to this congregation and to this organization the following named spiritual leader Elder QB Stevenson as youth pastor in the Lord's Church through her dedication and faithfulness to the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. She has proven herself exceptionally qualified. And excellently worked. In the important spiritual office. I therefore recommend. That Elder QB Stevenson. Be ordained as youth pastor. The youth pastor elect will now read St. Luke 4:18-19.
St. Luke 4:18-19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, delivering to the captive, and to be in recovery of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty from them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen.
You have heard the request made and have accepted the full responsibility to lead and to minister to God's people. Is this still your desire, and will you work hard along with the leadership of the Church of Jesus Christ? Yes, I will. God be my help. Working on your own, you're not the lone ranger.
Amen.
Do you commit your life to studying the Word of God, rightly dividing it into all truth? Will you preach and teach the doctrine of the Bible, earnestly contend for the faith, even when others theological compromise? For the sale of the church growth.
I will.
Yes, I will.
Yes, I will.
Mm-hmm. Are you further determined to preach the gospel, to share with the lost, and to maintain characteristics of Christ while leading?
Yes, I will.
Mm-hmm. The candidate will repeat after me. In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
Son.
Son.
And the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I, Elder QB Stevenson. I, Elder QB Stevenson.
Elder QB Stevenson.
A minister of the Church of Jesus Christ. Solemnly declare.
Solemnly declare.
That I do believe.
That I do believe.
The Holy Scriptures as presented.
The Holy Scriptures as presented.
In the authorized King James.
In the authorized King James.
Version.
Virgin.
What is that?
Virgin.
Virgin?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Virgin.
Virgin. To be the Word of God.
To be the Word of God.
To contain all things necessary to salvation.
To contain
all things necessary.
Necessary.
To salvation.
To salvation.
And I do solemnly promise.
And I do solemnly promise.
To confirm.
To confirm.
Conform.
To conform.
To historical biblical doctrine. To historical.
Historical.
Biblical.
Biblical.
Doctrine.
Doctrine.
Holy discipline.
Holy discipline.
And Christian worship.
And Christian worship.
I will serve the Church of Christ.
I will serve. Church of Christ.
With my whole heart.
With my whole heart.
Mind. Mind. And soul.
So
help me God.
Mm-hmm. So help me God.
Through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
After meeting all the requirements of this great assembly and standing before this crowd of witnesses, I do believe it is God's will for you to be affirmed and installed as youth pastor, receiving full rights and privileges to present the Lord's church and God's people under the auspices of the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International Incorporated, the Providence House Church.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Minister, sir, if you would,
thank you, Lord.
Mr. QB, Elder QB,
okay.
Pastor QB, Stevenson, as a youth pastor of this church, the Potter's House International.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are installed.
Hallelujah.
As youth pastor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Today.
Right now. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you would.
Hallelujah.
Put your hands to Pastor TV. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for this vessel that you have elevated for your purpose, for your plan. We pray for her. We support her. We honor her. We esteem her. And we esteem you in her as she goes forth and minister to your people, God. We bless her now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, here in the assembly and those in Radio Land, I present to you Pastor T.V. Stevenson. Let's give our hands up. Hallelujah. 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 Stephen, would you escort her back to her seat, if you would?
The soul.
Oh, my goodness, I'm sorry.
And Mr. Tippy is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, if you would read the certificate.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Certificate
of ordination. We, the undersigned, upon the recommendation and request of the Potter's House Church at Baltimore, Maryland, which had full and sufficient opportunity for judging the God-given gift, Christian experience, call to the ministry, and views of Bible discipline, hereby certify that T.V. D. Stevenson was solely and publicly set apart and ordained to the work of the gospel ministry by the authority and order of the Potter's House Church at Baltimore, Maryland, on this 25th day of February, 2024.
Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, with my service, we present to you Pastor T.V. Stevenson. Would you like to say a word or two?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am humbled that the folks who look upon me in here today deem me worthy in your presence to be pastor over you. For my Father in heaven has already given me permission to act like him in the earth, his hands and feet, on purpose with all that I need.
Thank you.
With love, integrity, truthfulness, and understanding with all that I need. To understand that I am just a co-worker in God's kingdom. Pray for me.
Amen. Let's give her a hand. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God can
God can deal with that too. Yes, God can work it out. Hey, Siri, pray God can work it out.
No, I'm
going to do that. Let me say something else. No, that's not the right one. I say God can work it out, y'all. I don't know who that was. Are we going to leave that alone? Anyway, thank you. Now, we talk about Holy Communion. People don't understand what this is.
Hallelujah.
This is a confirmation meal.
Amen.
Of the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
It's a done deal, y'all.
Amen.
It's the done, y'all.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus don't need to come back and get up on the cross. He done it already.
Amen.
Is that right?
Thank you, Lord.
This is the confirmation meal.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody's ready?
Thank you, Lord. Not yet.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for your healing, Lord. Thank
you for salvation. Somebody needs healing today. And I don't want you to focus it on the problem.
Right.
Focus in on my healing.
Thank you, God.
The solution.
Thank you, Jesus.
The text on today is found in
1 Corinthians
yes. chapter 11, verses 23 to 30. By the way,
thank you, Jesus.
Let me ask a question. Naya, do you have a Bible? Did they give you a Bible today?
Not yet. I'm on it.
Yeah, give her a Bible and a composition notebook and an ink pen. Anybody else up in here don't have a Bible? This is for you to keep. Okay. Hallelujah. I should have done that earlier. Again, the text on today is found in 1 Corinthians 11, chapter, verses 23 to 30. This is the confirmation meal. This is the done deal.
Thank you, Lord.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. The text on today, it says to examine yourself.
Thank you, Jesus.
And y'all got to know this. When I was a little boy, Jerry Cleveland is here.
When was that bad?
When I was a younger and my wife was younger. When they said we're going to have Holy Communion, we stopped checking ourselves out.
Amen.
And we're going to do that right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, even thought that was displeasing in your sight.
Amen.
Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, your names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In the text of the day, again, it also says to examine yourself. And we do so through the Word of God. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, he washed our sins in his own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28, says we have redemption through the blood. It's through the blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand. that the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, in the text on today, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
And the text on the day, it also says that he that eateth or drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Adonai. That means, blessed be God, the Lord. We take it to me in your word, Lord, because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, thank you.
Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves.
Yes.
Strength to ourselves.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Healing to ourselves.
Thank you, Lord.
Life to ourselves.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death. Blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17. You will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. Thank you, Lord, for your word on today. There's one thing you put above yourself. It's your word. Psalms 138:2. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. He took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and declared, this is my body.
Your body broken.
This is my body which is broken for you. Let's eat together.
We take this cup. I'll remember your blood.
Hey, what was she saying, my son? We thank you, Lord, for already, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Matthew 15:26. First John 3:1-2.
Thank you, Lord.
St. John 1:12-13.
Thank you, Lord.
Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are your children, Lord, and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the blood of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing today, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
We remember you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
On the same night that the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup.
Thank you,
and when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood, my new inheritance, my new gift. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together.
Hallelujah.
But all of us in your
thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. You are the healer. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God that takes sickness from the midst of your people. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorpost.
Yes, thank you.
And lintels of our hearts.
Yes, yes.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorpost and lintels of our home. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Isaiah 53. Isaiah 42, thank you, Holy Ghost. Verse 26. God, you said, to bring us in remembrance that we may plead together and be justified. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we boldly say what you said, God. In Jesus' name. God, you said, look at this here, Kim Mama. God, you said, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, we thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today. We remember you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones. Our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our faults, our failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep. As we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to naught, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name, and every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to naught, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our faith early confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl, and our families, and our bonus families, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, Romans 4, 17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, faith in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens, we're fivefold ministry gifts, we're gifts to ministry of health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're soft, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Now to him is able to keep us from falling, and present ourselves before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. See, the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
And the church said amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Let the church say amen with attitude.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, Pastor Peaches, I got one more thing to ask you.
Yes, sir.
And this could be it for the rest of this
session. All right,
yeah. I think. What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know what? I'm going to tell y'all something. The speaker we have on today, someone I've known for years. Now, I'm not going to tell you how long I've known her, because she may not like that. But it's been a few days, a bunch of Sundays. Oh, glory to God. But she's been a woman of God all the time that I have known her. You understand what I'm saying?
Praise God. Thank
you, Jesus. She has not been perpetrating a hoax. But every day of her life, it seems she's out there doing what God said do. You know, give to this one, give to that one. You know, pray for this one. Do this, do that. You know, she was a worker, a co-worker in the kingdom shown now. In fact, if you go to Bird's Dictionary, you'll find on the page that says co-worker in the kingdom a picture of this person.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
To some, I'm going to introduce to others, I'm going to present none other than, hallelujah, glory to God. Evangelist Julie Warren.
Hallelujah.
With the word on today.
Hallelujah.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
And she comes to say amen again.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Looking into and studying for a while, And there is a whole lot into it, and I'm not going to cover everything because it is a lot. But we hear always ministers speaking about the will of God, and I did a lot of studying into this. Didn't write a lot of notes at first, but my notes are everywhere, so it's kind of scattered. But what is the will of God? How do we fulfill it? Where did God first express his will of God? And it was done. I have a dictionary definition. Will, the word will, W-I-L-L. To desire, to obtain, to decree. The determination or choice of one possessing authority. Wish or pleasure of a superior. That's the closest definition to God, of how God presents his will or his will to us. And the first place, studying the will of God wasn't where it was actually mentioned, but where did I see God's will first come into being? It's in Genesis 1:1. God spoke to the darkness, actually Genesis 1:3. He spoke to the darkness and created the light. His will was done through his word. Long before he created man, he created, his will was done. His done was done. He spoke into the darkness, created the light. And that he created the heavens and the earth. In chapter 2 of Genesis, God spoke his will to man, 2:16. He gave him a command of his will to, of every tree thou may eat, when he placed them in the garden, and his will that you not eat of the tree of good and evil, for in that day you shall surely die. So from that time on, his will was given out to us. And I have here the will of God appears a total, well, the word will in the word of God, 3,836 times.
Wow.
So that it's very important that we know what this will is.
Yes, yes.
And that we walk in it. I have, and the will of God was first written out to man in Exodus 20:1, 1-17, which was the Ten Commandments, is written will to us. Before then it was spoken, it was shown, it was how God created what he did, but this was a written out word for man to follow. And then, failed so many times to follow the will of God, but it was there, was here for us to see.
Yes.
And in the New Testament, I have where it was first given. In Luke, it's both in Matthew, well, I have in Luke 1:37, where Mary God gave, asked her to become the mother of Christ, the mother of the Word of God.
Yes.
Mary obeyed the will of God, saying, let this be done, let your will be done in me. So that was in the New Testament. And from then on we have, four, in Matthew 6:10 and in Luke 11:2, the Lord's Prayer, where he says to us to pray, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And we know God's will is done in heaven at all times. And he asks us, that he teaches us to pray that, to do that, that his will be done on earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's done on earth through man. It's done on earth through creation at all times, because creation obeys God, but it has no choice.
Yeah.
It obeys God. Well, we were given the choice to walk in that will and to follow it. And it is up to us to do that because, as we stated, it is the safest place to be.
Amen.
And let me see. and be followed keep in my faith. I had asked Desiree, I don't know if Desiree, to read. Let me see. I'm skipping these scriptures. I crossed out some and added some, and I had so much.
Hallelujah.
Let me see. Galatians 5:22. The fruit of the Spirit.
Amen.
These is the will of God.
Amen.
This is how God has teaches us His will.
Thank you.
Can you read that? Someone read that. The fruits of the Spirit.
5:22.
Yes. You want to read it back to people?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you. This is the will of God. This is the will that God wants for us.
Amen.
And we are to walk, let me see.
Yeah.
His will is for us to walk by faith.
Yes.
His will is for us to have peace, to walk
Thank
in
you,
peace.
Jesus. Amen. Amen.
His will is, He gave us sanctification. He wants us to be sanctified. This is the will of God.
Yes.
The will of God is a gift.
Thank you, Lord.
Is it a gift from the Father? And He only gives us His best.
Amen.
And we read Matthew 7:9-11. She does read that to me.
You going to read?
Yes.
Matthew 7:9-11?
Yes.
Or what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks him a fish, will he give him a serpent? Or, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?
Thank you. And this is a gift that God bestowed upon us. He has this for us. If we walk, and we all we have to do is walk in it.
Amen.
A gift from God, the will of God,
Amen.
Is a gift. Oh, yeah. God gives us gifts. He will. His will, that's right, is a gift to us, and it is for our benefit.
Yes.
I have so much more to say that God is a gift, the will of God, what His will is for us. It is for us to walk after His word, to desire
Amen.
After His word,
Amen.
Desire after Him,
yes.
And we will have great success in our life.
Thank you.
Yes.
We
yes.
will have health
yes.
if we follow His will.
Amen.
We will have prosperity,
yes.
things that we desire. That we desire in our hearts, a desire in our life, for our lives, for our families.
Mm-hmm.
And it is found all in the will of God when we walk in that will, when we seek out that will
yes.
and look for that, look into it.
Yes.
And it's so much more, so much
Thank
more.
You,
so
yes.
much
more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah for the word.
Hallelujah.
I went through everything that I had.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
But that's okay.
Hallelujah.
That's my scripture for the
day.
I'm sorry.
Praise God. Thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And before I go, I am I had during this, so much has happened in the last 2 years. And with Malachi, he went to the bathroom. I want him to come back when he comes back. And I want prayer for my, I always talk about my boys and my baby sitting here. Earl, thank you so much for coming. Makes me feel good to him. But my boys, my son, my grandson, recently rolled his eyes at me. They have been through so much, and I just heard he had another issue at the school recently. Mother didn't tell me about it, but I heard anyway. This one. Ever since they have been, Sister QB, Pastor QB, a part of this good news, thank you, good news club, it's like they've been under an attack at home and everywhere else. We have our prayers, and I say it all the time, we have prayers in the morning, and we cover, I feel we cover everything. We pray for the peace in Jerusalem. We pray for peace in their homes, in their hearts,
yes,
in their neighborhoods,
thank
in their school. We pray for this.
Yes.
They, I believe, are under attack at school. There's always something going on. This one did this, this. Pray their neighborhood. I know they told me they had to shoot out in the neighborhood the other day. Prayer, they need prayer.
Amen.
And I would want my boys covered, my young men.
Yes.
By the way, you ordained these young men. Well, you pray for them and say God has given a calling on their
yes,
life.
Yes.
And seem like the enemy has constantly been attacking.
Absolutely.
Yes.
My God.
And I pray God's will for their life,
yes,
that
yes,
they will know
Jesus.
God's will.
In the name of Jesus.
And they'll walk in God's will. And I want them to know it. I want them to know the word. And I say I'm tired of it, but and I know the enemy comes against us, and there's always, we live constantly in the warfare, but I want my boys covered.
Yes, yes. In the name of Jesus.
Lay on my heart.
In the name of Jesus.
Guess what? They're
yes,
already covered.
Yes.
The blood of the Lord Jesus
yes,
Christ has already covered us.
Yes, God, in the name of Jesus.
And no weapon formed against themselves.
Amen, amen.
And every tongue that shall rise up in judgment, those that condemn, they will condemn us because they're going to know the word. They're going to speak the word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Fear not. Don't trouble yourself. Don't you just worry. Because greater is he that's in them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Than
he
is in the world.
That's the truth
of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The enemies upset. He don't want to see them crowned as kings.
Hallelujah.
They keep them training.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
They may not be there yet.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
They're still cooking.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You see it with the eyes of your face.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Years from now, you see prophet Malachi. You see Bishop Donovan. Come on now. You see them leading churches, not just one church, but many churches.
Thank you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Is with them.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you,
Lord. God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
God
you,
is with them.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love them, especially because they're the first ones in the Good News Youth Club.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes some people don't act like they're paying attention, but every time I ask them questions, they're able to answer.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's real now.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And know it is.
Thank you,
man. You know it. By being a teacher, I understand that. Because
thank
their
you.
Boys, they're all very special because they're men of God.
Thank you.
But God gave the word.
Thank you, man. Yes. Thank you.
These children are special. That's why they're special. Fight themselves, but we have to understand that's what God anointed.
Amen.
So we have to arm them
yes.
with the tools
yes.
to let themselves know that the battle has already been won and how to fight back.
Thank you, God.
So having their hearts and minds stable in the Word of God, when the devil comes up against them and being bullied by those children at school, they can have something to fight back with.
Thank you, Jesus.
The devil can't steal your mind because you're anointed and blessed with peace.
Amen.
In Christ.
Father, that this is a blessing. People
thank
are blessed
you.
For what they would. You take the word read on into it is so much more into this word, the will, and what it means and what God has for us. I thank and praise you for it, Lord, for this opportunity. In Jesus' name.
Donovan Malachi, a mother here.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Are you able to get you to put in the search button, 12-year-old preacher?
Oh, yeah.
See, they need to be mentored and hear the word of the Lord coming from somebody that sounds like them. You remember we talked about knowledge? Learned knowledge, revealed knowledge, activity knowledge, modeling knowledge. Find somebody who's doing what you've been decreed and declared that you're going to be doing, and listen to them and do what they do.
Hallelujah.
And then, of course, teaching knowledge.
Thank you.
I was listening to YouTube and heard this 12-year-old preacher sound like he's a 50-year-old preacher. Y'all need to check it out. But you've got dynamos over there. It's tempting to look at them where they are. But I tell you, the safest place in the whole wide world and the most comfortable place is in the will of God. Look at them with the eyes of God.
Amen.
See them. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You don't see it yet, but see it with the eyes of your faith. That's where you look. And I know there's trouble in every hand, but you know what? Because they're going to be a tremendous threat. They're a threat to the enemy right now. But he's trying to get them off track, but he's not going to do it. He's already defeated. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
He has to steal our children. I don't care if they're 6 or 16 or 60. He not going to steal. I don't care if they're 1 or 100. He not going to steal. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But I got to keep quiet because they tell me that the alarm went off. I said, well, some time ago, didn't it? And Lord, it's tears. But we thank God for the word. We thank the will of God.
Amen.
Seek to be in the will of God. What would Jesus do right now?
Amen.
What would Jesus think right now? What would Jesus say right now? And how can I be in the will of God? What is his will? He's going to answer you if you be patient enough to listen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Pastor
Hallelujah.
Teachers.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I decree and declare.
Hallelujah.
There's a folk in here that are visitors. Any visitors up in here?